Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third on selected races this weekend. Gamble responsibly.
Brent Stanley targets his horses and his races very well. And that's why when I saw you had two in today at Warwick Farm, the alarm bells rang. Morning, Brent.
Morning, Cozzy. How are you?
I'm good. When I saw you sneaking two to Warwick Farm, I thought, you're not bringing them here for nothing. Brent, in the second, you've got Smart Horse. So it's one of Kyneton first up. And then the other day at Bendigo and the Bendigo Guineas showed pace.
Yeah, he went forward and three wide on a hot speed and got a bit lost. Tongue tie come off and choked down a little bit. So a bit of a forgetful run. He's been freshened up since then. Gave a nice trial at Bendigo last week. It was quite impressive. Seems to be going around this way quite well. So I thought before we head any further north, we'll just make sure he leads on this leg right.
Well, he's obviously got ability if you're heading to Queensland with him. Is that where you're
going
to go?
All going well today. We'll just see how he goes today. But he's drawn well, does everything right, and he wins. That's where he'll go. Otherwise, he'll be on a ship back home.
See, it's interesting. You just see the zero there, and you think, oh, this horse has done nothing. But the tongue tie's come off. He's had everything go wrong, hasn't he?
Yeah, it just went pear-shaped. So it was just as I said, I'll put it down as a forget run. So as long as he doesn't make a habit of that. But I think that's just it is what it is. He's got above average ability. His form out of his maiden win's quite good. The horse runs second, come out one, then run third the other day at Caulfield in a good race. So I'd say off that form, he should be very competitive today.
Now, you've also got Snipes in today. This horse put two together, Moody Valley and Bendigo. Then the other day, what happened at Moody Valley back in March?
Moody Valley, those two horses repeating themselves. Same thing. He broke through the barriers and the tongue tie come off him. Then they put him back in the race and just he swallowed his tongue and choked down. So that's forget as well. He's had time between. He got a couple of jump outs in between them. His last jump out at Bendigo, he won by about 7 or 8 lengths. Run good time. He's come out of the trial really well. Just find the right 1400 metre race for him was quite crucial. He's a go forward also. And he's been in Sydney a few times before, so he knows this way of going. And I think he'd be going really good today.
Well, Smart Horse is favourite at the moment. I'm looking here, he's $2.90 on fixed odds, so they've noticed you as well.
Well, they haven't missed him, yeah.
No, let's have a look at Snipes. Oh, this is where we'll get the money. Brent, he's $19 fixed odds.
Oh, beautiful. That'll do. That'll pay for me flight home.
That's it. You don't miss too often. That's why when I saw the two in, I just thought, ding, ding, there's one here.
I thought these couple of races, two of these horses, just go for a trip up the road. Smart Horse, hopefully, is a little bit better than him. And Snipes is going super well at the moment.
All right, lovely. Good on you, Brent. Good luck today. I reckon you'll get the money with one of them.
Cheers, guys. Thank you. Good luck.